Hello everyone, it's Sarah Lusher here, editor of this June 2022 edition of the Chatterbox Norfolk Magazine. I hope you're all keeping well and have enjoyed all that's happened to celebrate the Queen's Jubilee. Your readers this month are Kevin Ford, John Francis, Lorna Jesty and Caroline Aldrey. We will be hearing from a Singing Stars musical tribute, how a Galston man became the Queen's pageant master, Norfolk's Royal Horse Trainer, and the Royal Norfolk Show is back. With our regular features and contributors, there's lots to hear about. So to start us off, here is Dominic Castle, editor of the print edition of the Norfolk Magazine.
How many jubilees have you seen? If you're of a similar vintage to me, the Platinum celebration this year will be number 4. If you only remember 2, ask Mum and Dad what they were like. If you can only remember 1, well, ask Grandma or Grandpa. The Silver Jubilee of 1977 was, if memory serves, pretty dismal. The 70s was a tough decade for many reasons, and the weather in June befitted the mood by being appalling. Though, with the great British upper lip as stiff as usual, we ploughed on with the parties and associated fun. I was a spotty, shy herb of a teenager then, sitting awkwardly in the celebration afternoon tea in Yaxham Village Hall, which was then a sort of hut rather than the splendid building it is today, with a whole bunch of people I didn't really know. We lived in Clint Green, you see, which was a hamlet just a mile or so away, but might as well have been on Pluto. It was an uncomfortable hour or two, but at least we were given a commemorative mug to make it all worthwhile. I think it's still on the shelf at my parents' home somewhere. Fast forward 25 years and Her Majesty's Golden Jubilee. This was a bit more fun, even though we were living in Suffolk at the time, boo hiss. Our street was officially closed off, no burning barricades needed, and we had a right old knees up, largely orchestrated by our Cockney friends and neighbours who knew how to have a good time. Details are hazy, but there was an amazing cake shaped like a crown and a wheelbarrow race which ended up in a mildly calamitous crash in somebody's garden, chiefly because of the large number of loyal toasts made. I think the Diamond Jubilee was possibly even colder and wetter than the silver one, and celebration seemed a little muted. Perhaps we were a bit surprised to be celebrating at all. So we arrive at the Platinum Jubilee, ready to have another go. The Queen is, of course, to all intents and purposes, a Norfolk resident. She has spent a considerable amount of her reign in the protective embrace of Sandringham. Almost every Christmas, and her late husband, the Duke of Edinburgh, loved the place. She has a special place in the hearts and thoughts of county folk, and across Norfolk there'll be a battery of celebratory events, from beacons to parties to lunches and more, to celebrate the extraordinary life of service to the country that the Queen has led. We hope you all enjoy the fun, but on past form, we suggest you make sure you have an umbrella handy.